Well, we're going to change gears here and talk about KTOO's Seafood Festival. It's not at Centennial Hall this year, but the tradition lives on. And we're going to hear now from KTOO's Director of Marketing, Gina Varney. Gina, I think, though, that we should probably let people know that right now all the tickets are gone for this event.
Yeah, absolutely.
But tell us a little bit about it. And you know, normally, of course, it's in a big venue, the Centennial Hall. And how did you have to change gears this year?
You know, normally we get together in person at Centennial Hall with 300 plus people with a live band and lots of restaurants making fish, little fish things for us to eat and sample, but couldn't do that this year. So we had to figure out a different way to COVID safe, do something so that we could celebrate as a community together. So Seafood Fest at Home was born.
So you had a lot of different organizations pitch in. So for those people that were able to secure tickets to this year's Drive-In Seafood Fest, what can they anticipate getting?
Absolutely. So the menu through Smokehouse Catering, this is our first time partnering with them, and they're putting together just a terrific family fish dinner platter of macadamia nut crusted rockfish, salmon Wellington, and then a oven baked pesto halibut. And then, of course, it's coming with a side of a pint of Copa specialty ice cream. So you can't forget ice cream with your dinner.
Oh, my goodness. Copa ice cream. So how much did you expect to raise out of this? I know that it's not quite the big fundraiser that traditionally KTOO has.
You're right. Normally that in-person event, you know, raises quite a bit of money for us. But because of Taku Fisheries and our sponsors, Pacific Seafood Processors Association, Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, they were able to really help support us this year. And so we're, you know, this fundraiser is going to be a nice little bump in the bottom line for KTOO and help us provide those essential services that we do for Juneau and all of Alaska. So we're really, really grateful for those sponsorships and partnerships from this year to make this event a reality in this current, you know, landscape that we're in.
I know it's kind of hard to just let things fall by the wayside, isn't it, with COVID, that you still want to carry on the traditions that we all celebrate. And of course, seafood, it's not just KTOO that's celebrated, but it is the beauty of our seafood industry, all the wealth that we have.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're just grateful that we were able to pivot and really, you know, bring something that was, again, safe enough for the community to be able to pick this up and enjoy the fresh fish that we get to enjoy here in Juneau and in Alaska. It's just, I'm so happy we were able to do this for the community.
So what's next? What other big fundraisers can we look forward to this year?
We have a few things in the works. We'll announce a few more things coming up in the next couple of months. So if you're not already a member of KTOO, you can get that information by becoming a member, and you'll get a member newsletter each month, which also gets you member perks like early access to tickets like Seafood Fest or any other events we have coming up.
That is really important, right, is that the members, the people that subscribe to KTOO's newsletter get the first shot at everything.
Absolutely. We couldn't do what we do without that membership support. And so we're grateful not only for our sponsors and partners, but for those members that really, truly are the backbone of everything that we do here at KTOO.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much, Gina Varney from KTOO. She's our marketing manager. And boy, I tell you, I wish that I had been quick to jump on it and get that wonderful dinner. All right. Thanks. All right.